And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, let me hunker down on this for a few minutes here with you. So Jeff Poore has got, you know, he's got one of the best, you know, broad views of Alabama politics of anybody I know. And that's what made him, by the way. He's a good talk show host himself down in South Alabama. He comes on here once a week. He does a grand council with me and Dale Jackson once a week. That'll be tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And then he also has been working with Breitbart News for years, but he just agreed to come on over and be the executive editor for 1819 News here in our home state, his home state, and that's very cool. He made some great points, and let me just kind of walk through some of those just to dig in a little bit deeper with you. First of all, understand this. When I talked about the Democrat Party and I said Joe Perkins, so Joe Perkins, by the way, is not the new party chair. Joe Perkins is the man who made sure he got the new party chair. So for years and years, the power base in this state was the teachers union. And they are still there, and they're trying to regain, they're trying to resurge. But the teachers union, the AEA in Alabama, was the power broker in Montgomery. You could not run for office without their support. Bills got passed with their say-so. I only got to see it just a limited amount when I was actually in office, because my time in office came on the tail end of Paul Hubbert, who was the presiding executive director, I believe was his title, of the AEA. He had his own seat in the gallery. You didn't sit in Paul Hubbert's seat. It sat right in the center of the gallery, looking down over the house. And he sat there and he just presided. And he would literally sit there like Caesar. And when a bill came up, it didn't even always have to deal with legislation or education. He would put his thumb up or his thumb down. Legislators, when the call to a vote came up, they would look to the gallery and they would get a view of Paul Hubbert giving them a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and that's how they voted. It didn't matter, you know, whether or not they were voting on legislation that did things that were not necessarily good for the state. They weren't good, and the teachers union said, and so they just didn't vote for it. Or it was good because the teachers union said, and so they voted for it. Well, the number two man at the AEA was Joe Perkins. And Joe Perkins has for years headed up an organization called the Alabama Democratic Caucus, or Conference. And the ADC was like a subset of the state Democrat Party. In fact, there was a time in the past when it was segregated. Joe Perkins, being black, became the guy who had the black caucus. In fact, that's also how he became number two man at the AEA, because he, when integration and all that took place, he joined forces with Paul Hubbert. He brought in the, you know, the whole separate but equal debacle that we used to have under the law. He brought that into play, and the AEA became a unified organization, but then they became a power broker organization. And Joe Perkins, number two. I'm going to tell you, man, it's not just politics. It was the budgeting processes. It was, you know, some of the things we still deal with today that we can't quite yet unwind. Like, why are all the growth taxes on the education side? Well, because they were in charge. Why did the Democrats control the legislature? Because they were in charge. And Joe Perkins is still the man who believes that he should be the one who picks who's in charge. And so Joe Perkins, just this past weekend in the state Democrat Party, his ADC put up their candidates, and overwhelmingly they won. And the guy who was just elected to be the chairman, he actually was, I believe he was the vice chair for a number of years when Joe Perkins was in power. Joe Perkins' son, by the way, is the mayor of Montgomery. So I'm just telling you, they're looking to get their power base back. So the Alabama Democratic Conference, the black political organization led by Joe Reed, story here in AL.com, elected Huntsville pastor Randy Kelly. And Randy Kelly says, he's the pastor of a Huntsville church called Lakeside United Methodist Church. Pastor Kelly says, in thanking the cheering crowd when he was first elected, Alabama AL.com calls this the reassertion of the influence of Reed and the ADC. Well, Pastor Randy Kelly said, he's just so glad to be representing the organization that is more in line with biblical values. He says, I personally know that we're more in line with what Jesus stood for. Okay. And right after that, by the way, they also went ahead and rounded out their various caucuses to include the LGBTQ caucus of the state Democrat Party that he's so proud to be a part of. Kelly is 70 years old, said he's been working in the party since the 1970s, and he said his goals would include mobilizing more young people and encouraging them to take on important roles in promoting diversity. I'm just telling you, the pastor of the church is with the party that is now promoting agendas that go far against biblical values. But he's also, by the way, the guy who Joe Reed said, you need to be the man. And Joe Reed worked it. And Joe Reed has now got his man back in charge of the state Democrat Party. We'll see how that goes. I got a little more on this. Hashtag AL Politics, number two on the Triple Dipper. You want to call in and talk? We got time, man. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.